Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord will not share His glory with any. Any message which does not have the exaltation of Christ as its main goal, through the proclamation of that work which He has performed for sinners in obtaining eternal redemption for them, cannot be the gospel of the glory of the blessed God, as Paul described it. The Lord spoke of both the death He would die and of His subsequent magnification in the preaching of the gospel, when He said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." We see this illustrated quite plainly as Philip met the Ethiopian eunuch, whose heart the Lord had prepared. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Just like those Jews that heard Peter on the day of Pentecost, this Ethiopian inquired about the course he should take. Philip then told him the only requirement to being baptized in the name of Christ. And he confessed, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." This interaction is quite different than the modern-day persuaders who present the gospel as an offer which a man may choose as easy as picking out a pair of socks at Walmart. They use every trick in the book to get folks to take them up on this offer, assuring them that their salvation depends upon their activity and not solely on that which Christ has done. The underlying error in this travesty is an ignorance of the faith that saves. The common thought promoted by the offerers of salvation is that the faith which enables a man to be saved is an activity which arises out of his free will choice to follow Christ. They believe that a man is justified when he believes, making faith to be a subject which men are encouraged to produce. The scripture is quite clear that the action of faith is the gift of God. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." More importantly, though, by the grace of God, we are made to understand that the action of faith, while present in all of those who believe, is not the actual basis or grounds of their justification. Rather, the one who is the object of that faith is the justifier. The sons of God believe that they are justified by Christ, who is their salvation. The action of faith is wrought in the sons of God by Him who makes His people willing in the day of His power. Just as Abraham believed God, so too do all of those who are called out of darkness and into the glorious light of the gospel, which they are made to hear and believe. Abraham was not justified by the act of believing. Rather, he was justified by the one in whom he believed. Belief in itself is of no real value if the object of one's faith is misplaced. The Lord healed the physical ailments of 10 lepers in a village on His way to Jerusalem. Only one out of the 10 returned to give Him thanks, glorifying God for his deliverance. The Lord recognized his praise and thanksgiving, which was not to be seen from the other 9. In this account, we are taught the nature of saving faith. This one leper who returned to give glory to the Lord recognized from whose hand his healing had come. Many are those who, when asked about the basis of their salvation, will tell us that they believed when they were 10 years old, or they can recount some time and place when they supposedly gave their heart to the Lord. It is rare, however, to find those who simply give glory to God for snatching them as a brand from the burning, confessing that apart from His mercy they would surely perish even now. This one leper recognized that his healing was of greater value than simply being set free from leprosy, for he gave testimony that he was set free in mind and heart as he worshipped at the footstool of Christ without being told to do so. "The Lord testified, thy faith hath made thee whole." The other 9 evidently believed that there was at least the possibility of their healing as they went to the priest just like the Lord told them to. Their belief, however, did not make them whole. Only the one who returned, glorifying God, manifested that he did not simply believe, but that he recognized the one from whose hand his healing came. The faith which made him whole was Jesus Christ, who is the object of all saving faith, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Is Christ your faith?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.